Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to go Lord God is welcome. To come to the Holy Spirit, I really don't like the Father's children now, because that's something the Holy Spirit got to come here, who lives in the house. So when you use the Holy Spirit, to come to the Holy Spirit,
the demons were getting ready to kill.
what happens is they will apply because the seed is getting ready to take. So there is power in your heart. There is power in your work. There is power in your work. So whatever you will get ready to go, the seed is getting ready to take.
Thank you. but I was in such a shock. I just started dialing numbers. Couldn't get nobody. But I dialed this number. And when I dialed this number, the voice picked up the phone and said, "Hey, my brother." And I just bust out and started crying. I already had called my wife, and she was on her way. And when I began to talk to this brother, he just got silent. And he listened to me. He literally his shoulder. He let me cry on his shoulder through the phone. And he said, "I can't tell you nothing but give you my support. And he might not want me to mention his name. But God has put a bond between me and his brother that nobody can separate. Nobody can come between. And his brother I'm talking about is Elder Pete." And he called me and he talked to me and he gave me his support. And he said, "Whatever I can do, I do it." And he don't like for to be put on the spot. But through my cancer treatment, I had to come up with a lump sum of my money. And he said, "What can I do for you? How can I be an assistance to you?" He said, "You is my brother, and I love you. What can I do? What can I give you? What will give me your support?" And then I got a phone call one day, and he said, "What is your cash number?" And I gave him my cash number. And he began to send me money through Cash App to help me pay for my cancer treatment. You always treat someone good. Because you never know when you might come back to me. You're always going to find a way to move. Bring that person to you. So better get what you can out of person and then go in the trap. I know the man. You don't even know. I was outside your hospital room. On my birthday. In the parking lot. Praying for you. And I know that God brought a spirit of healing on you. Because when I speak to you, my fear goes, you are exactly quiet. I'm going to tell you this, and I've been waiting to tell you this, and I'm going to my business. When you had, you don't even know how to do this, when you had that tube running down through your head, God spoke to me and told me he was doing a healing, spiritual healing on your body. And God said, when you come out of this, you is going to be different. And even you're going to be so different that people don't understand where you came from. But God told me to tell you tonight, you keep on praising him in the stone. You keep on praising him in the street. When they look at the first place in that good car, he said, "That voice that you got there for you, he told me to get you a train and help you train your boy. Because he's going to take you to the place." If anybody knows this person, if they took the heart and love, and you just know, you get up and do a little jump up through, and she'll go back to her seat and sit. We ain't hard teachers, but that I'll be the testimony. And when she spoke to me, that something, it blew my mind. Because I said, she has never spoke to me that way. And it blew my mind. You is in God's hand.
Hallelujah.
If you hate them, let them hate. If they be jealous, you pray God that way. You shout that way. Before you shout it, they'll take trouble.
Today, man, I'm having a good time in the And God knows that I feel blessed because I told God
Elder Oliver, didn't realize that I owed God for it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because I had been out of service because of the pandemic. And then this is the first time that I stepped back in. Hallelujah. I'm grateful to be here with you. I give honor to God. I am the God. He was first in my life. But his glory is the subject. And we should be praising the Lord. We should be praising the Lord. Because we don't know what the honor of the Lord is. Hallelujah. We talk about all the elders through this period. I think a lot of us here have been through stuff. I'm a living witness on this look. But I know God for who I am today. What I'm able to do today, I'm able to praise God for
all right.
We need to do that more and more. We need to do it because nobody is out there. Know what tomorrow's going to bring.
Yeah.
The enemy's not going anywhere, at least not yet. Not yet. He's not finished with his job.
Yeah.
And we need to rebound your right on up.
Yeah.
We need to step on the enemy. The way. And serve God wholeheartedly in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We need to get rid of the sin. Don't say it just today. And then tomorrow we say it's something different. We need to learn how to care about our heavenly Father. He's taken away from God in the name of Jesus, whether we know it or not. But today, hallelujah, it is about the glory of God. I thank you for who you are. I thank you for who you are.
Sacrifice
in order to help somebody.
Amen. Let the Lord, let's give the Lord a hand of praise.
know, people only listen to this, but this is Diane Sharp wanted to come up with a testimony. But listen, I just seen my friend Danny just walk in. Now, I know you're in revival, and I'm sorry I forgot to get the water. But she's going to be selling this. You want this dinner.
All right.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yeah, I came prepared because so I knew y'all was going to be home. So I hope you hurry up. I could be a little longer. She got a few meals, right? She got a couple. She got a couple of cheesy stuff. I think just $10 right out there. It's worth it. Go ahead. So you ain't got to go nowhere. You can take your meals going home. Amen.
Amen.
And she got the catering. She's going to come up at the end, talk about what she's doing. I can verify. Just look at me. I've been eating her food a lot. Amen. And I wouldn't bring it to you if I didn't think it would work. Amen. So and then we're going to have Miss Aisha. Then after that, I'm going to pray present the next speech. The next speech after she gets up testifying and singing the song. And again, this young lady has been through so much. And her mom, I don't know how I can have her without her mom. If you got to listen to the mom. It's just it's an awesome story. Amen. And if you ever get a chance, I'm quite sure she's going to use her Instagram page. Just go and look back at where she was last year. And see her today. It is a day. It ain't nothing but the Lord. Amen. Amen. So come on, let's give her a hand.
Good evening, everybody. Sorry, I'm going to pray before I get started singing. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you do. Thank you, God, for another day. Thank you, God, for this chance, for this opportunity to spread my testimony, your testimony that you put to me to show to your people, to protect somebody, or maybe to somebody, to help them from if they're going through anything similar to me, or any way or form, God, my testimony or my song, please let it touch those who need it to be touched too. In Jesus' name, amen. Destiny, stay tuned. That's what my daddy likes to say after the prayer. So, everyone has a story. But I chose to make something out of mine. I have stories about the several times I ran away, about how I had my beautiful daughter, Destiny Zion Lewis, at the age of 13, when I got sick with a brand new disease that nobody had a cure for yet. I could stand up here all night and talk about the trauma I've experienced, but instead, I'll tell you how my God is showing through me and how I work on his time, not mine.
Amen.
Don't get me wrong, I'm still human. I still cry more than I ever have. Every day I cry. Every day. Mom, right. Every day. About everything. But most of the time, my tears are said to do up because I'm supposed to be laying down in the casket because of that. I will never, ever take life for granted again, for we only have one. Every chance I get, I spend my days like it's my last. But I eventually have to leave one day, sooner or later. But God will still live through me, through my music. Music is what I believe my purpose is, and I will continue to use it. I will continue to share it with God's people until that day comes. This rap is titled Generational Curses. I would hate for other young adults to have to experience life the way that I did, what's within the world and to please others. It's never too late to turn your ways around, to not only to make you a better person, but the generation and others to come. Play that. This is Mixed and Mastered by me, Asha Adan. You need help?
Yeah.
I got you. Okay, we go through hardships and smart, what you need to think of. What you think that'd be so hard to grasp and speak up. ladies didn't come say that, but they mom and pop and put it all the way down the drain because of what that was, blood bottom. Tell me what you say, God, who wants a perfect wife? How you want somebody on God for your home that don't be right? Just sit down right here, sit down in my spot. I'll take y'all back to the meeting because we can never stop.
Okay,
listen. Pick up your Bible, that's the number one key to the Bible. Once you start flipping the pages, you start getting very contagious. From Genesis to Revelation. You gotta start from somewhere because we know that there's no incarnation. Pick up your Bible, that's the number one piece of the Bible. Once you start lifting the pages, you start getting very contagious. From Genesis to Revelation, you gotta start from somewhere because we know that there's no incarnation. We go through hardships as smart as what we even think of. Those things that gotta be the hardest rather than speak up. Ladies, we put that body to get everything wrong and wrong. Put it all up down this drain and turn on what that little boy bottle. Young men should be say God, who wants a perfect wife. How you want somebody else to have a daughter on that don't be right? You sit down right here, down in the top of the spot. I'm going to take y'all back to the beach, but that's the spot. I'm speaking not only to my generation, I'm speaking to all of the generation.
Right.
You will see teenagers, they have their teenage problems. Adults have their adult problems. You don't know what problems anybody has, but I want to break whatever generational curses out there. Depression, anxiety, drugs, alcohol, everything. I said, pick up your Bible. That's the number one piece of the Bible.
And after she comes up, we're going to keep it moving with the next speaker.
But I am going to feel a little different. I am going to take up an offering tonight. Amen. Up in school, I'm going to take up an offering. I'm not giving no cash out. I'm going to take a quick offering and get on with it. And then we'll go to the next speech. Amen. So, Minister Peterson will be coming in a second. And then we'll take up the offering. And then we'll move to the next speaker. Amen. And we're going to keep it moving. Y'all feel good? Are y'all enjoying this? Amen. There's been a lot of word already tonight, amen. And the prayer, I think it's going to get better before we get out of here. Now that y'all know that y'all are living and arriving, amen. So we got nowhere to go. And we were just doing this for the devil. We would just now be getting ready to step out. We just now be getting ready to step out. So I hope you don't be trying to keep you on a time frame or anything like that. That's why I don't like prayer. I don't like the Lord to do what he's going to do. But we know, keep it moving, amen?
Amen.
Amen. So without no further ado, I'm going to call Minister Peterson. Come on to the school. Amen. Let's receive Brother Peterson. Amen. 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 Amen.
Thank you, God is good. And everyone is here, thank you so much. And all of us, thank you so much for inviting me. And this message, I mean, I'm sitting there just laughing and saying, boy, God is so good. Because what he told me to speak on tonight, the theme that I have seen so far, even what I just picked up to do, the entire thing, from God truly has a word in me. Psalm 57:2 says, I cry out to God most high, to God who fulfills his purpose in me. What is that purpose? Right? Now, this is key in understanding how to live our lives. More so now than any other time. God has numbered our days. We have heard stories of people dying every day. This past we have about 5 people who I know what's happening. We have numbered our days and will fulfill every purpose he has for us in his life. Now Psalm 90, verse 10 says, the days of our years are 3 4 years and 10. And if by reason of strength they be 4 4 years, yet if their strength labor and sorrow, for the two cut off and we fly away. So that average 3 4 years and 10 calculates to roughly 27,375 days. If you're typical, that was deposited in your time bank when you were born. Every day, whether or not you want to, you make a withdrawal of 1 day. When your days run out, you die. The game is over. You either go to be your maker, or you go somewhere else. Now, to find out how much time you have left, if you are an average man or woman with 3 4 years and 10 from it, take your age and multiply by 365. Subtract it from 27,365 days. For example, if you're 25 years old, you have 80,260 days to live. If you're 50 and average, getting this 3 4 years and 10, that's lower profit, you have 9,125 days left to live. Now, this is a sobering way to look at life. It makes knowing the purpose of your life very important, as there is not an unlimited amount of time to figure it out and then live it out. What I realize about purpose is that when you discover your purpose, when you walk in it, when I walk in it, and when all of you walk in it, make me come alive, make me alive. When you fulfill this purpose, when you're not fully fulfilling this purpose, when you are not intentionally purpose, you might as well be a rock. No, God has a purpose for my life. God has a purpose for your life. And if you have not discovered it yet, you must discover it. You must fulfill it now before it's too late. As a child of God, you're not living with and in your purpose. You're wasting your life. You're wasting the precious life that God loans to you for your journey of this life. In today's environment, for oil-filled, racist-filled, violence-filled, hate-filled, it's crucial to be operating in your purpose. No, it's not the time to be living without the purpose God ordained. No, it's not the time living your purpose with fear. No, it's not the time to be operating your purpose. No, it's not the time to put off your purpose for tomorrow when your purpose is today. So now is the time to be urgent in spreading the gospel. Now is the time to ignore and push through the distraction. Now is the time to pour into today, living in and off your purpose is excellent.
Your feet are not getting any traction. You feel trapped and confused and
keep out and pray, hey, I think I'm going to be doing this. I think I'm going to be doing God. Or we stop and start it. And 3 months later, you're gone for something else. Question for you. Hypothetical. Do you fund your taxes? Do you underrepresent your earnings? Do you get money from the government you know you're not supposed to be getting? Move down, welfare check, exercise, who loves it for your kids? Well. Surprise, surprise, you are not living in your purpose. And you wonder why the Lord has moved you.
Okay.
You're not living your purpose. You are not purpose for that. You are not living in your purpose. You always want someone to do something for you. You always ask someone to borrow some money and get paid out. Psalm 37:21 says, the wicked borrow, but does not pay back. But the righteous is generous and gives. So, my dear sisters and brothers in Christ, if you are joyless, miserable, fussing, complaining, worrying, gossiping, backbiting, unfulfilled at work, unfulfilled in relationships, feeling trapped, aimless, confused, teeth are being lazy, we are missing our purpose. God has a purpose for our lives. Genesis 1:27 says, God created man in his image, the divine image, created him, man and female, he created them. To me, that purpose means I created the divine image of God to live as he created me to be. So, your purpose, our purpose, is given by the maximum joy. Your life, this is from the strength of you are the image of God. So often we miss that. This is your purpose, I trap our purpose, put on our purpose because we're not intentional. We are love ourselves to be sidetracked, being consumed by things of the world, things on television, things on WhatsApp, things on Twitter, things on Snapchat, things on Facebook, things on email, and we go on, and we lose our purpose in the media. We get involved in this world. We stop up everything, see them up like a dying man back in the air, and we lose our way, lose our focus. Lose our purpose. What we see happening today in this nation of the world is meant to distract us for fear, pandemonium, panic. But as children of God, we should see that for what it is. What consumes our mind controls our life. And that's what the enemy wants. Colossians 3:2 says, set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. So stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for who he can devour. And guess what? He's not going to come in a red suit and arms and a pitchfork. He's the one using your friends to send you videos to get you up to the land. He's the one who's looking for you with some mess on the I'm so going to keep you off balance, to make you lose your focus, to make you wander away from your purpose. Don't fall prey. Don't fall for that. We have a name. We are Christians. We are called by this name. And our main purpose, our intention, just be to glorify him, glorify God, to hear his praises, to want others to try to follow us. If you seek to do this, everything we do at work, in relationships, at the store, at the supermarket, display that love, joy, peace, caring, happiness, goodness, friendliness, gentleness, and sense, and keeping your focus away from the things of the world to avoid yourself of fulfilling your God-given purpose. Remember that fulfilling your God-given purpose is a journey. It's not a destination. It's a process of includes preparation that may feel like big stuff.
Yeah.
And delays, it might feel like before. But God is never in a hurry. He's always in control. And is completely able to get you where you need to go to complete you what he started. Philippians 1, 6 says it. Be confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry on completion until the day of Jesus Christ. But he is carrying you all the way, all the detours, all the sicknesses, all the pains, and everything, all the problems and tribulations, for you to get your act together. What makes what? Time is running out. The writing is on the wall. Please, amazing. It is evident all over the world. We are running out of time. So we may not make it through this pandemic. We don't have time today. He has placed in you everything you need to fulfill your purpose, to be intentional and living it, and living it okay and happier. Power of that purpose. Remember when the church in Jerusalem heard of the people in Antioch and turned to the Lord? Barnabas to Antioch. The Bible said when Barnabas had arrived, the seed of grace of God was God. And exhorted them all that was purpose of heart. They were pleased unto the Lord. Notice that phrase? Purpose of heart. Purpose of heart was an awesome and important quality that is. Purpose of heart. Purpose of heart has always been a key element in the life of the great servant of God. Right? Purpose of heart is the source of power in our lives. So one thing, purpose is supposed to work. See? Your purpose is putting you to work. When one has his heart set on something, he will do his very best to reach his goal. Paul wants you to illustrate that we're running again to show that those who seek out and interrupt the cross are also going in purpose. Guess what? Now, this is going on now, right? People are doing the trackery and everything together at whole level. I don't get to that. That whole level won't last forever. But the cross we are going after, and we are running after, and we are seeking after, and we are going to enter the purpose of the Christ. There are certain goals and possibilities. The purpose gives us priorities. Remember Jesus told Martha in Luke 10:41-42? Martha, Martha, you are worried and wondering about so many things. But only one thing is necessary. Purpose will cause us to sacrifice. For example, Paul was willing to suffer the loss of all things and to call them as a refuge so that he would be in Christ and be found in him. Purpose of heart has an awesome phrase. Gives us the direction the person bears we need in which they're living. Purpose of heart gives us the direction the person bears we need to be intentional. It is an essential part in our lives, purpose of heart. Do you have that purpose for hunger? Do you have that purpose of sacrifice? Do you have that purpose of heart? Can you do it? Can you do it on purpose? There is too much sin to be living in your purpose. There is too much sin to not be living in your purpose. There is too much sin to be living in our purpose. There is too much sin to not be committed to your purpose. There is too much sin not to do your purpose. We have one purpose in this world and one purpose only. And that is the big purpose of yours. But we have assigned you to a different part.
This is what we do. And I just want to thank the Lord, because my wife is coming up now. Lady K. Come on.